Hi, folks. This is Ken Burgess. Welcome to my little corner of the world, located in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm going to be talking to you today about Sonic Foundry's four DirectX plugins, which are known collectively as noise reduction. Plugins cannot run on their own. They need a host, and the host that I'll be using today is SoundForge. Three of the four plugins get rid of unwanted noise from your recordings, but two of them are somewhat specialized. They are click and crackle removal and vinyl restoration. The third one, noise reduction, is more general because it uses a noise print, which we'll talk about shortly. Some sounds are too loud to record accurately, and the fourth plugin, clip and peak restoration, takes care of them. Before we use these plugins, we obviously have to find them on our computer. And under SoundForge 6, that really wasn't a very easy thing to do. I consulted the help on how to organize your plugins, but I found the instructions rather cumbersome, although I was able to carry them out. But for demonstration purposes, I found a slightly easier way, and I'm going to show you that right now. I've got SoundForge 6 loaded now, and I'm about to go to the DX Favorites menu, which was just the DirectX menu in earlier versions of SoundForge. Those of you running earlier versions of SoundForge may not have to carry out this exercise at all. I think that these new DirectX plugins will appear in your DirectX menu as they should. I will get to this menu by hitting Alt-D.
Menu active. DX Favorites. Organized. Dot, dot, dot.
My first option is Organize, which I will try to select by hitting Enter.
Leaving menus.
I've selected it, but JAWS has lost focus, and in fact, JAWS always loses focus here. I'm going to try to get it back by hitting Alt-Tab.
Sound Recorder. Sound Recorder Dialog Button.
I've gone to Sound Recorder, and one more tab.
Sonic Foundry SoundForge 6.0 Organize Favorites Dialog Edit Combo Plugins 1 of 3.
At this point, I will do a down arrow.
DirectX.
And two tabs.
Preview DirectX 1 of 2. List view not selected acoustic mirror 1 of 24.
And there is the first of my 24 plugins. I'll down arrow from here.
Amplitude modulation. Chorus. Click and crackle removal.
And there is the first plugin that I'd like to add. And to do this, I'll hit my context key, or I could hit Shift F10. I prefer the context key.
Context menu. Delete unavailable.
And I will down arrow.
Rename. Hide. Add to favorites.
Add to favorites. If I wanted to add this plugin to my DX Favorites menu, I would just hit Enter and it would be added. Now I'm not actually going to do that now because I've done it previously, and this is just a demonstration. Simply repeat this procedure for every plugin you want to add, and soon you'll be ready to go to work. Now, here's a little sound clip. Here's some fan noise for us to deal with using noise reduction. Let's see what kind of results we can get. I think it would be quite an accomplishment to get rid of all that sound. But before we start, I'd like to point out that there are no JAWS scripts written for noise reduction, so sometimes the feedback that you get when you land on something with the tab key isn't all that useful. You'll see what I mean in a minute. I've got the sound clip loaded in SoundForge now, and let's find some noise. Here's some fan noise for us to deal with using noise reduction. Right around here is some noise I'd like to select because it's the noisiest part of the noise, if you know what I mean. So I'm selecting it now with a bunch of shift right arrows as I would normally make a selection in SoundForge. And now let's hear what we've selected. Okay, I'll select just a bit more. That should be good. Now, let's go to the DX Favorites menu with Alt-D.
Menu active. DX Favorites. Organize. Dot, dot, dot.
And we'll go to Noise Reduction with N.
Leaving menus. Sonic Foundry Noise Reduction Fan. Wav Dialog. Reset. Reset. Combo Box. Untitled. 1 of 5.
Now, the first thing we have to do is capture this noise print. That is to tell Noise Reduction that there is a noise print, and this is what we want it to deal with. So, to do that, I do an Alt-C.
K. capture noise grid checkbox checked.
That's just to check a checkbox. Now I'm going to preview the noise print so that noise reduction will actually capture it. And listen to what happens. Notice that it's gotten quite a bit softer because noise reduction is actually processing the file now. And it's processed that little noise print that I gave it. So I'll stop it. And I did that by doing Alt-P. And the next step, according to the manual, is to right-click the blank area below the real-time checkbox.
Real-time checkbox not checked.
I got there by hitting Alt-R. And when I did that, I changed its state. And I don't want it to be in the unchecked state. I want it to be checked. So I'm going to do another Alt-R. And, of course, JAWS doesn't say anything. I'm going to root the JAWS cursor to where the PC cursor is now.
Root JAWS to PC.
And verify that I'm in the right spot with an insert 5.
Real-time checkbox checked.
And I'm going to use my mouse key, Alt-Shift, and down arrow to get down below checkbox.
Mouse down, mouse down, mouse down, mouse down.
And I'll do a right mouse click.
Right mouse button, context menu, reroll.
And I will then do a bunch of down arrows.
Post roll. Select current. Select all data.
I will hit enter to select the entire sound clip.
Leave in menus.
And now when I preview, listen to what happens. Alt-P. Here's some fan noise for us to deal with using noise reduction. Let's see what kind of results we can get. Here's some fan noise for us to deal with.
I'll stop it now.
At this point, I just hit enter, and we'll be back in SoundForge, able to play the changed sound clip. That fan noise was reduced by 25 dB, and yet it's still quite apparent. So that should give you some idea of just how loud that fan really is. And I had the mic about a foot away from it when I recorded it, so that even made it louder. Well, we'll repeat the procedure again, and hopefully the results will be better. And now we begin again. We'll make another sound print. Here's some fan noise for us to deal with using noise reduction. Okay, and we'll do some shift right arrows here. Listen to what we've selected. Now we'll do Alt-D.
Menu active, DX favorites, organize, dot, dot, dot.
And N.
Leave in menus, Sonic Foundry, noise reduction, fan.wav, dialog, preset, combo box, untitled, 1 of 5.
And Alt-C to check it.
Capture noise print checkbox checked.
And Alt-P to preview. Well, I can still hear it. I don't know if you guys have enough fidelity, but I can still hear this. I'll stop the preview with Alt-P. And we'll do that Alt-R thing again.
Real-time checkbox not checked.
And root the JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to PC.
And do mouse down.
Mouse down, mouse down, mouse down, mouse down.
Right mouse.
Right mouse button, context menu, reroll.
Down arrow.
Post roll. Select current. Select all data.
Enter.
Leave in menus.
And we'll preview this. Here's some fan noise for us to deal with using noise reduction. Let's see what kind of results we can get. Here's some fan noise for us. It's pretty good. It's not great. I'm starting to hear some artifacts. Again, I don't know if they're coming through for you. If I were doing this for real, I would have taken a lot more care with my noise prints, and of course I would have used the controls that the plugin gives you, and I'll show you them now. They allow you to be a lot more precise than we were in this demonstration. I'll just quickly go through some of them so you can see what you actually can do here.
Selection dot 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 button.
There's a selection here, and this will actually allow you to do your sound print from inside the plugin instead of having to do it outside the plugin like we did before.
Reduce noise by up to 100 dB.
Now, reduce noise by is a very important slide. It's supposed to be a slider, by the way. You can slide it back and forth as you're previewing your file, and it will reduce the noise by whatever number is showing up. Now, you can do it with a left and right slider, or if you tab to the next one,
reduce noise by up to one thumb.
It says the same thing. As I told you, sometimes the tab key doesn't give you very good results. But in this one, you can actually type in the value that you want.
Reduction type, combo box, mode 0, 1 to 4.
And the other important one, and I don't think we'll look at any of the other ones, but reduction type is important because it determines what algorithm is actually going to be used. And you'll find that certain sounds are susceptible to one algorithm but not to another, and so on. I happen to use mode 0 in this one, but there's actually, I think, 4 of them. I would encourage you to explore around using the tab key to get help when you can with the F1 key. A lot of the buttons will give you a quick little help. And, of course, to get a manual. You really need one. If you want to use this thing and get half-decent results, you have to get a manual. Sonic Foundry's manual is in PDF, and I wasn't able to use it under JAWS. I actually had to ask for a manual, and so that's what I have now. I have a usable manual, and so do others. There are still two more noise removal plugins to be looked at, as I mentioned earlier, and of course there's clip peak restoration. But I think we've done enough for one day. I hope I haven't lost any of you. I've tried to keep myself on a tight rein. I've been known to wax technical, but I realize the audience is general, and I've tried to keep myself under control. So I hope you've all enjoyed this, and if you need to get in touch with me, you can reach me at Kenburg, K-E-N-B-U-R-G, at Sympatico, S-Y-M-P-A-T-I-C-O, .ca. So for ACB Radio's main menu, I'm Ken Burgess.